I'm Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast for October 11th, 2009. American comic book publishers are showing a fair bit of success with original straight-to-video releases. They're animated, they have reasonable production quality and talent, and it occurs to me that I'd like to see something like done with the classic Doctors, particularly the first, second, and third. The history of the Doctor, the character, is inseparable from the history of the show Doctor Who, and this is because the characters are, obviously, tied so closely to the actors who portrayed them. There have only been small exceptions with
Richard
Herndl playing the first Doctor in the Five Doctors and a brief cameo by an actor representing the fourth Doctor in a Big Finish audio. For me, it's a little frustrating to think about these time-traveling characters who can go into any era, but are always surrounded by a bubble of 1960s sets and costumes and performances. As Tony Lee's Doctor Who The Forgotten miniseries showed, and for that matter, a bunch of past Doctor novels, you can do contemporary stories with old Doctors, but Doctor Who's at its best as a drama. So, new stories with new actors? Well, we associate the characters with the actors so much that you need a layer of abstraction to help get over the resistance, you know. Even in Big Finish, Peter Davison and Colin Baker's voices have changed, and that's requiring some suspension of disbelief already. So recasting the Doctors in a Big Finish audio wouldn't work, but doing an animated story with modern technology might make it easier to appreciate a new first, second, or third Doctor story with a new voice actor. If there's a financially feasible way of making such a story, I'd love to see it. A 1960s Doctor with 21st century storytelling techniques. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast for October 11th. Thanks for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord. Find this podcast on the web at twominutetimelord.com, and please subscribe in iTunes. One more thing. Barry Letts, the longtime producer, director, and ambassador for the classic series, died last week. In this old interview, archived by TomSpy77 on YouTube, he talks about how the 1996 attempted revival of the series might have gone. Rest in peace, Mr. Letts.
In spite of the fact that everybody says sort of parish hall special effects and so on are great fun in Doctor Who, I think if you tried to do it today, people wouldn't accept it. You've got to have very good special effects always in the service of the story. So if they get the stories right, the character of Doctor Who right, and the general quirkiness of it right, and the Englishness of it right, then I think it'll all be a help that they're able to put a lot more resources into it than the BBC's ever been able to do.